Good morning. This is for your daily inspiration of the Word of God. This is Marlon speaking, and I would like to cause us to think today about a topic of laboring. And as we consider today, there are many, many people who are in the workforce, billions and billions of people every day. They wake up in the morning or maybe in the afternoon, depending on their shift, and they head to work. There are many capable, qualified workers who have no jobs. There are many people who are at jobs and they are overqualified for their jobs. And as we consider today the scriptures in Matthew chapter 20, and I'm not going to read it, but I will say a few parts of it. There was a husband and a householder who went out early to hire laborers. And sure enough, at the market, he found them. They were out there waiting to go to work. He went back with them to start working, and they needed more help. So he goes back to the market again a few hours later. And there are more people there waiting to work. And so he hires them. He goes back and he agreed with them how much he was going to pay them, and they agreed. So as you go through the day, you need more help. And he went to hire, and there were more waiting. Today, I want us to think about this a little. Have we been hired? Are we still standing in line to be hired? Have we even went to the market to get hired? Today, as we consider this, the work of the Lord, to enter into the kingdom with duties to do a work for the Lord. Some men get in line early in the youth of their life, and they hire on, and their toils are long. Hopefully they remain fervent in their labor. Their fruit is righteousness. And many times multiplied. In the end, they shall receive their reward for their work, eternal life with Jesus Christ. Perfect rewards for their labor. As you consider today your life, what are you doing? What is your purpose? Why are you here? Are you working? For who? What is the fruit of your labor? Can you see? Can you see when you labor for the Lord, there's results, there's fruit for your labor? Do you endure through the hard task? Or do you give up in despair and quit? The laborers who remain through the heat of the day, they did receive their reward. But we have a clear direction. It says that he who endures unto the end, the same shall be saved. We can't quit midday when the heat gets hot or when it gets cold. It doesn't matter what weather you're having in the kingdom. What matters is we're at the work. The work of love, the labor of love. Pure, holy love. As you consider today the need to be busy with the Lord's work, that we seek in the Word inspiration, and we would take the knowledge we have and put it to use, not to earn your salvation, but to be working for the greatest king of all, the greatest householder of all, he who will never leave nor forsake his people. We should not wait until the last hour, thinking we will only get the same reward. You may not get hired at all. Oh, what a shame. What a shame to be born on the earth and never get hired. If you've never been to the market to get hired, if you've never been to the cross and true repentance to believe on the name of our Son of God, Jesus Christ, may you do that today. If you're still standing in line waiting, wait no more. Go to the work. Be hired. May we consider these thoughts today, and as we go by our day, as we have opportunities, may we be diligent and well-doing. For some have entertained angels unawares. Praise be to the Lord of glory. God bless your day.